WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. Stay tuned to Gary Knowles. Coming up.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. We enter in the next hour with a person that you're very familiar with, and he's about to drop some information that he usually have been doing for the past, almost five decades now. And that person is no other than Gary Null. And he is on the line, and he is about to start to informing y'all about something very special. Hey there, Gary.
Hi, Reggie, and thank you very much. First, let me just give an apology. I know that I'm sick of hearing me on the air, and I'm sure many of you are as well. And because, well, it comes down to this. There are approximately six people in all of WBAI who are able at this time to raise enough money just to pay payroll and a few expenses. We are $1,400,000 in the hole. We're all concerned. And so you keep hearing the same people over and over again. And against my wishes, by the way, I've asked, please stop playing me all the time and preempting my own show a lot. And the answer comes back from Linda and mainly from Bertold. We'd love to, but exactly who's going to pay for our bills? The lights, the studio rent, we're 6 months behind and the others. So that's why we take this time as we do. However, here's the good part of this. I never go on the air, as Reggie will explain, I never go on there and just pitch. I don't do that, never have. Instead, I like to make the hour informative. In fact, we're not even going to start the pitch for a half hour. So I'm going to share a lot of information with you on what it is that we all could benefit from. So if this were my noon show, which, as Reggie has said, I'm approaching 50 years, a half a century, on WBAI. And we are in the most challenging part in my entire tenure here, and because we have so much competition, and good competition, there's good people out there doing good work, and it just seems to be exponentially growing. We have tens of thousands of people doing good podcasts on specific issues. And historically, these would have been issues that have been almost exclusively the domain of WBAI and other Pacifica stations. We were going after the truth, where others were compromised by those in power. So they either had to self-censor or they gave us the official versions. And we don't. It doesn't mean we're right on everything, but at least we're looking for the truth where others are not. And that's why I always ask, question everything. Bring a sense of determination to look for the truth wherever it may be. So today, we have some specials that we have not offered. This is, and this is important because I felt, what's missing today? And the written word is missing today. Very few young people, I'm sure there are exceptions, of course, but very few young people will sit down and read a long book. Especially if it's nonfiction. Well, I did that in college and high school, and I'm not going to do it anymore. In point of fact, it's not just right now with the youngest generation. This is actually happening from a study that was done almost 20 years ago. So we're going back to the year 2000, and people rarely read more than 10 books the rest of their life, nonfiction books, after graduating from college. It's even fewer, and even tiny books. I've refused the opportunity through my publishers to do little tiny summaries of books. And now they're doing summaries. So today we're going to offer you a very important book. One book today and a video that goes with it that's a companion piece. And this is about women's health. Of all the people I've counseled, probably in the neighborhood of 70% have been women. I've done clinical studies. For those of you who know, you probably know that I am a registered dietitian, a board certified clinician in human nutrition, a PhD in public health science and human nutrition, a senior research fellow in anti-aging medicine for 38 years, the Institute of Biology, conducted over five clinical studies thus far on anti-aging with remarkable results. and have had hundreds of thousands of people in health support groups, all free. You know, those health support groups, once we had 1,500, and on our menopausal women's health, we had 500. In our the arthritis one, we had a lot. In our diabetes, we had a lot. And high blood pressure, we had. Where the only emphasis was, can we change the outcome? If you have high blood pressure or diabetes, or if you're obese, can we, through natural lifestyle choices, this is not to suggest you shouldn't see your physician or try medical procedures. Certainly, I believe in anything that works, you should try. But this is specifically no medicine. This is just trying to see if we can prevent illnesses, prevent them from progressing, or improve them, the outcomes. And then these are submitted for peer review journals, or they're in this case, in a book. Now, I just want to give you an idea of what's in this particular book, because this is a big book. This is way up there. You're dealing with an awful lot of material. Let me just go over some of the things that I'm going to go in depth on that are in the book. Because what do we need now? We need honest, accurate, unbiased information on just about every single topic that you can think of. And what is the things that we were doing on today's radio program at noon? We were looking at things that nobody knew about. Who's behind the scenes pulling the strings? Who's calling from the governmental agencies saying, ban that person, don't allow that on the air, attack that person? And we found out that virtually all of our major platforms, Wikipedia, Facebook, Twitter, Google, these have all been adversely impacted, something that historically the most liberal radio station in New York and one of the most liberal state radio stations in America, we would find that abhorrent. You mean you have information on the health consequences of a product or service and you kept it hidden? So you made us human guinea pigs? Well, we saw that on smoking. We saw it on the black lung in the coal industry, the brown lung in the fabric industry, the cotton mills. We saw that in the irradiation, the uranium mines that the Navajos were working with, that the government knew in advance would cause disease. And here's the key. Every one of these exposés, and I've exposed over 300 and written major articles. In fact, one of my articles was featured on 60 Minutes and another article won two Emmy Awards on 2020. And this is, and those were clear back in the 70s when I took on the cancer industry for its corruption. It's hard to imagine. Why would you be corrupt? Why not just be transparent? Why not just tell us, give us an opportunity to say, even if there are risks, even if there's something that could be detrimental to my health, I want the right to say yes or no to it. I don't want you telling me what I should do. I don't need to be micromanaged by a government bureaucrat or anyone else. I'll eat what I want to eat when I want to eat it. And if I'm eating something bad for my health, demonstrably bad, it's still my choice, isn't it? And I would say yes. I would say, I'm not going to tell you not to eat something, but I am going to give you the science on it so at least you'll be better informed. So your freedom of choice will not be that of emotion or impulsivity or some form of dogma or some form of ritual belief that has been conditioned into the epigenetics of your genes. You will make a decision based upon what is in your own interest. Now, it may not be in your best interest, but at least you'll know you have information. That's what I've provided ever since. I don't write little books. I don't do simplistic documentaries. I do very in-depth documentaries. If any of you have come to the War on Health, to Death by Medicine, to Science for Hire, the newest one that's just out, and then you know that these are very comprehensive, and you get the best minds that you know who are objective, and you share information, give it to the public, and then step away from it. Whether a person chooses to use it or not, it's up to them. So that's how I approach everything. And I give you the best that I know. And if you can get better, good for you. I'm up for anything that improves on what I do. But I'm the person that goes out there with a large clinical practice. I've never charged a penny. Let me repeat that. I've never charged a single human being in tens of thousands of people or hundreds of thousands in the health support groups a penny. So it's not about me making a profit, and you sure as hell don't do anything I do because it makes you popular. You're going to get every single corporation and governmental agency coming after you. You're going to get audited, as I have been. You're going to get slam pieces, libel pieces against you in different publications. And it has not deterred me, because if they took away everything that I own, they have not taken away anything that's essential to my spiritual being. So that's what all of the social activists who I know, the Chris Hedges, the Abby Martins, the Jimmy Dores, the others, they're not in it for the money. There's none. To the contrary, you get all your book contracts canceled. You're in it because you want to share information. You don't always even get thank yous for the people whose lives you're trying to save. And trust me, I've come to this, Reggie, I've come to this on many occasions when I'm leading demonstrations. I've led over 100 demonstrations. And you look around and you think, why aren't there more people? I've got this huge audience. For most of my career, I've had the largest audience on health in America. Why aren't the other people interested in the topic? It impacts them. If it's pesticides that could cause you and your children cancer, wouldn't you want to know that? Come to a demonstration and we'll have experts on it. If it's about genetically modified foods, do you want to buy something that's been genetically modified and you're not told? What if it's about the harm in a lot of the electromagnetic pulse equipment we use, right, from cell phones to computer? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you want to know that? And the answer is, not today, Gary. All right? Call me back when I'm on death row, right? And I think, Jesus, I mean, trust me, there have been moments when I
believe
thought,
it.
Is it worth it?
I
why,
it.
Reggie, why should I care more about your health than you do? Why should I fight your battles?
Right.
And all of us in the field, I'm not using myself as an example, mm-hmm. All of us that I've had conversations with, and I know all the activists, Max Blumenthal and Glenn Greenwald, mm-hmm. all darlings of the left, because we all grew up with the moniker of being the good liberal. But what happens when suddenly being the good liberal, you're attacked for it because you're not the corporate liberal? Oh, I didn't know that was the case. Yeah, it is the case. And suddenly, everyone I just mentioned, Abby Martin, mm-hmm. Chris Hedges, Glenn Greenwald, Max Blumenthal, Aaron Monte, all of them are banned from the media that they used to be on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's then telling the truth? Well, today I played clips from congressional hearings under oath to show you the FBI being challenged, the Department of Homeland Security being challenged, the State Department being challenged, and they're all lying. And you see the lies because maybe they didn't do the homework and realized that Matt Taibbi, another banned guy,
another
right?
Another one, yep.
He
yep.
had all the documents showing the White House was calling social media and demanding that you censor people, and if you don't, then we're going to go after you. Well, how many times do you have to say to someone, if you don't do what we say, you'll cease to exist. Your company will go bankrupt. We can bring all kinds of charges. And this was going on and no one knew it. No one knew it because no one had the courage to say, we're getting strong armed. We got 14 people from the FBI working here. Now, why do I say this? I say this because what happens if you don't know that side of the picture? What happens if you're told that everything is a conspiracy theorist? What if you're told that only if you have cancer, go to your oncologist and don't look at anything else as quackery? You won't know the truth that could exist that could allow you to make a better choice and frequently save your life. Now, let me give you an example of this. In the new book, where the book that I'm offering today on WBAI, I'm going to read for it. Here's some of the table of contents. First of all, what constitutes a really good diet? Not a crash diet, not a fad diet, but a really good diet that nurtures your cells and allows your DNA to be protected, or if your DNA has been damaged, it helps repair the DNA. That's chapter one. Physical and physical exercise. Now that tells you about 10,000 steps a day. How many are you taking? You can buy a little 20. I got one on me right now, a little tiny meter you just put on your hip and put it in your pocket. And at the end of the day, you see exactly how many steps you took. Well, steps based upon 3 feet. So if it's 10,000 steps, that's about 30,000 feet. That's a good exercise for your heart. Now, not everybody's athletic. Not everyone's going to go out there and just start walking. But to the degree that you move, get up, get out of the chair, get out, walk, you're doing a lot for your heart. You're bringing down your blood pressure rate. You're bringing down your pulse rate. And remember, Reggie, every organ in the body has a biological clock, meaning there's a lifespan to every organ. And that's why when someone dies, well, what they looked okay. Yes, but their heart, because they're smoking and drinking, their heart was 25 years older biologically than the rest of their body. So their heart goes out, their life's over. So now that we know how important exercise is, and that's chapter two, we can begin to engage in it, no matter what our condition. And if we engage in that good exercise, then suddenly no longer is that clock ticking too fast. And then a home detoxification. Do you know that the most toxic place you're going to spend most of your life is in your home or apartment?
Right.
Well, it looks clean to me. Really? Okay. Do you have a protective pad over your mattress? Why is that important? Well, because your body is excreting all forms of danders and different bacteria while you sleep when it's hot. And if you don't clean that, or if you don't have a protective barrier, you're reinfecting yourself all the time. And did you clean under your bed? Did you clean your windowsill? Did you clean the blinds? No. Okay, well, you should. And what kind of material, so you don't end up getting toxic reactions in the cleaning material? There's natural materials. That's chapter three. Then have a natural medicine cabinet. What is the single most important thing to put in a medicine cabinet or in your refrigerator? Reggie, what would you guess?
Clean water.
Well, clean water is certainly important, and we need clean water. But it is a liquid, half right there, is black cumin seed oil.
Whoa, really?
Black cumin seed oil is the single most important thing you can take into your body, and it's called the cure for everything except death.
Wow.
So if people put black cumin seed oil, and if they ate some food they don't think it was all that healthy, or if they get off a flight and they think, oh, I don't feel so good, maybe I picked something up on the flight, you take one teaspoon, dilute it in 16 ounces of a liquid, like water, and drink it down. It's phenomenal. The science on that is substantial.
Okay.
But I would also put in there olive leaf extract, 1,000 milligrams per capsule. I'd put charcoal capsules because the best thing you can take if you have food poisoning or something is giving you diarrhea, you take 5 to 10 charcoal capsules. It traps toxins in the intestine, ones you can't see, didn't know were there, but your body recognizes it. I would also put in there echinacea, astragalus, two herbs. Yeah. I would also put garlic capsules or garlic liquid, aged garlic liquid, because that brings down your blood pressure. That brings down, that kills toxins in your throat and in your intestine, your bloodstream. I would also include in there vitamin C, quercetin, two nutrients, tocotrienols, vitamin E, zinc, which is your most and single important mineral for your immune system, and magnesium. We should always have these because they're good for viruses, they're good for bacteria, they're good for all kinds of, and they're good preventatively. So that's the chapter four, colds, chapter six, headaches, insomnia, because we're not getting enough good night's sleep. You need at least 7, ideally 8 hours in a deep sleep. Most people are waking up several times a night. A lot of guys wake up because they've got enlarged a prostate gland. Well, first of all, deal with the prostate gland. Africanum pygium and genistein. We're not even looking at the things that are proven to really help shrink a prostate gland. And then if you're waking up, why are you waking up? Did you eat something too close to bed? If you did, then you've started the anabolic process of speeding up. It's like you're putting your car in the garage, and you're about to turn off the engine, but you decide just to rev the motor for the next 20 minutes. That's what it's like to eat within 4 hours going to bed. Now, the body is being told, we got food, we've got to produce energy, we're anabolic, and your blood sugar goes up. Well, how in the world can you go to sleep if your blood sugar's up? You've got to bring your blood sugar down and to a fasting level, and you do that by not eating between dinner and breakfast the next morning. It's called intermittent fasting. It extends your lifespan, by the way, and causes you to lose weight, and it stimulates the immune system. But why don't we have some probiotics in that medicine cabinet? We should, because probiotics in your intestine, the good bacteria, they build your immune system. In fact, I don't know anything that's going to sustain a stronger immune system than probiotics, and I know nothing that destroys the immune system quicker than sugar. Mm. Sugar will suspend much of your immune system. So now we're building up our immune system. We're going to have a good night's sleep. We're going to keep away from our head electromagnetic pulses from digital equipment. We're going to turn them off, unplug them. All right, your cell phone, because people, believe it or not, and a lot of young people, Reggie, they put their cell phone under their pillow and they let it on. And all the studies, over 10,000 studies, I repeat, 10,000 studies,
yep,
will pulse right into your brain. In fact, there was a study done by Panorama, highly respected television program in Great Britain, where they went into schools, just a normal school, regular school, middle-class school, and everyone had their computer at their desk, and they did a measurement of the electromagnetic pulses pulsing into that child's brain and body. And they had to go out of the school, across the lawn, before they were in a safe range. Well, hold on a second. These kids are spending all day, every day in school, right close to a computer. Yes. And they're causing their body to be inundated with these electromagnetic pulses, which are destroying enzymes, chromosomes, shortening the telomeres, speeding up the death process. And I have 10,000 studies. I have video from congressional hearings of Dr. Deborah Day and others who are experts in the field. I've written 17 articles on this. So here, I just want you to know there's a lot of reasons for headaches in your cell phone. And a lot of people, a lot of women have put their cell phone in their bra, younger people. Man, that is the worst place you can put it. Mm. Because it increases breast cancer, but also someone sent me a little device. Said, Gary, this helps, you know, get rid of the fat on your belly. It's a little vibrating thing. It vibrates thousands of times, and so you don't have to do the exercise. And I said, okay, what do you think that does to the rhythm of your heart? What do you mean? Well, when you get stressed, just stressed, the electrical charges to your heart shift, because now that stress is telling the heart, fight or flee. Fight or flight response. So cortisol goes up, epinephrine, norepinephrine. These hormones that are stress hormones go up, but then they stay up. That causes massive amounts of free radicals. I mean massive. But it also changes the electrical conductivity to your heart, and that can cause irregular heartbeat. And that irregular heartbeat can cause a stroke or heart attack. And yet people don't know, when you yell, you scream, you're angry, you're putting a 5-alarm fire bell on in your heart. That's why meditation, doing what, did you ever have anyone in your family, a mom, a grandmom, or someone say, before you get angry, stop and count to 10? Right? I'm not the only one that happened, right?
No, you're not the only one. Wow.
So that's what's important. We must realize everything that comes into our life is information. How we deal with that information can determine whether or not we're walking around always overwound, wound too tight. I'm sure you've met people in your own life who are just wound too tight.
Yeah.
And then it's not so fun being around them, because you feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the vibrations. That's actually not a metaphorical utopia concept. It's real. Everything in your body works off electrical pulses. So don't ever have a cell phone used unless you're using it on a speaker, or have the little blue tubes that neutralize the electrical impulses that are coming into your head, and therefore don't put it anywhere, because wherever you put it, that's where you're going to end up with problems with your heart and your breast tissue. Mm. So I've got a chapter in here on colds, headaches, insomnia, skin care, dental care, hair care, and that's just in the first 10 chapters. But then I got dealing with adrenal fatigue, aging, AIDS, anemia, arthritis. Most people don't realize that. How many people do you think died from one drug over a four-year period from Vioxx? It was the most popular anti-pain medication in America for 4 years.
Oh, you gotta share that information, Gary.
On the low end, it was 60,000. On the high end, it was 500,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I did this in a film, and I followed the trial. They made $12 billion, Merck did, selling this. They paid a fine of near $5 billion. They got to keep all their ill-gotten profits, even when it was shown that they knew in advance of even distributing the drug that it can increase stroke and heart attack. Yeah,
wow.
That's, and by the way, the day they paid the fine, the stock values went up. And I said on WBAI today, only in America could you kill 60,000 Americans and get a raise.
I remember this. I remember when you said that. And I was like, you know, and it is so, so true about how just people, these organizations profit over people's, you know, we don't even look, we're not even looked as people. We're looked as numbers, as property of, you know, it's just fodder for profit.
We're products buying products. When they're selling us their items, we are the customers, but we're profit stream. Even when we're broke, they profit off our poverty. For example, I showed how you could turn off arthritis because I did a clinical study. To get into clinical study, you had to have at least 3 years of arthritis on medications and have a letter from your doctor to get in. And when they all came in, I said, our study will last 28 days. We filmed everyone. I film all my studies to show before and after. And there was one guy in particular who had a really rough time getting up the steps. He had arthritis in his hips and his knees. He had to be helped up. And he's, I don't know if I can continue this. I can't get up the steps. I said, not a problem. We have some people here who will help you up and help you down. On the last day of the study, when we filmed the results, he got up and he had this big smile on his face. And I said, please tell us your story. He said, well, I came down to 2nd Avenue where your anti-aging center was, where he did all this. And there's a steep hill. And I had to kind of walk sideways because my knees would lock and I'd fall. He said, it took me almost a half hour just to walk down that hill from 3rd Avenue to 2nd. And then to walk up these tall steps, he said, it was excruciating. Today, I bounded down the hill and bounded up the steps and no cane. And he showed the audience no cane. He said, I have no inflammation. I have no pain. That was in 28 days. 94% of all the people in that study, 94% no longer had any pain from arthritis. So then you have to ask, well, how'd that happen? What happened was we turned off anything in the person's diet that was causing inflammation. What was causing inflammation in the diet? French fries, hot dogs, hamburgers, grilled cheese sandwiches, colas. I see an alcohol in big quantity turns on inflammation. And so when they gave all that up and started replacing with fresh plant-based diets, fresh oils, olive oils, coconut oil, flaxseed oil, almonds and walnuts, and eating almond and walnut butter, which is just pureeing it, but nothing else is added. Wow, they suddenly have energy and they could sleep through the night and they woke up more flexible because we were nurturing the cells, not destroying the cells. And we published that article in a peer-reviewed journal. But then in chapter 17, addictions, in chapter 18, adrenal fatigue, how to reverse it, Alzheimer's disease. And by the way, I have a major clinical study on aging coming up, number 6. I've done 5. And on the last anti-aging study that I just finished 6 months ago, we were able to use, we couldn't afford it, but we were able to get the use of a DNA methylation test. This is a test where they take your blood at the beginning of the study, at the end, over 90 days, and they measure how old are your cells, the actual DNA. And therefore, they can tell how old your heart is, your lungs. And therefore, if you don't change, it can give a pretty good prediction how long you're going to live. Well, we were the first study, they said, that ever showed in a clinical environment that people were able to add 2.2 years onto their lifespan. And one guy added 5 years onto the lifespan. Mind you, this is not slowing down the aging process, Reggie. This is reversing it. And that had never been done before. Anyhow, some very famous scientists within the world of anti-aging are now on board for the newest one I'm doing. And in that one, I take a look at all the things that cause us to age prematurely, especially with Alzheimer's and dementia. And the oldest person in the study was 96. When he got there, we thought, oh, my goodness, because he had the Alzheimer's stare. They just stare in this kind of vacuous way. You can't talk to him. There's gibberish. There's no conversation. They can't. This man couldn't comb his hair, couldn't feed himself. His wife of 58 years was doing all this for him. And she said, this is just my last best hope. And I didn't want to ask, what are you talking about? What does that mean, your last best hope? You're going to commit assisted suicide together? What is this? And I don't believe in euthanasia. I've never let anyone I've worked with just say, okay, Gary, you know, I'm just going to go die. No, I'm going to be there. I'm not going to allow you to die. This just doesn't happen. All right. But you've got to help yourself. You can't just expect someone else to do it all for you. But having a good support system makes all the difference in the world. So we started to work on him. Within 2 weeks, and we filmed it all. I have the documentation, I have the medical records before and after. I have him on film. His wife said, he's now laughing, we're dancing, he's taking care of himself in the bathroom and eating. And so then he was in a lecture. And so I was asking questions. And he kept raising his hand, and he answered the questions correctly. And then everybody began to applaud, and he just got up and smiled and said, it isn't over yet. And we said, you bet it's not. And now he's coming back. He'll be 90, I think around 98. So nice. I don't give up because someone else says, well, you can't, you know, there's no reversal. They're right. And I say, you're right. You can't reverse something, but don't tell me what I can do. I spent my life challenging this, and I got a lot of reversals. So I wanted to put in here, and I did, into the book, all about breast cancer and other diseases, cervical dysplasia, fibroids, reproductive cancers. And that's just in the first part of the book. And then I also have, which is 800 pages long, then I also have the best breakfast, salads, soups, lunch, dinners, entrees, desserts, healthy desserts. And then I have wellness protocols. I actually give you the actual protocols for cardiovascular health. How do you get your heart healthy and keep it healthy and bring down the beats per minute? Remember, every organ in your body has telomeres. Telomeres are like the end caps of chromosomes. Just imagine your shoestring, and at the end are those little plastic caps. But if those caps break off, then the shoestring unravels.
Right. Right.
The same is true with your cells. Mm. And based on all the divisions of your cells, if you're not exercising, you're not doing it right, your DNA causes to be unraveled and you die quickly or a lot sooner. So what do you do with the heart? You got it. The average person, when we took their heart measurement, was about 85 beats per minute. We brought them down to 65 to 70 beats per minute. Do you realize that if they keep it up, that could add 5 to 10 years onto the heart health?
Wow.
And how to lower cholesterol, how to lower your high blood pressure, best supplements for your brain, Parkinson's disease protocol, Alzheimer's disease protocol, dementia protocol. These are all chapters in the book. Protocols for gout, ankylosing spondylosis, protocols for multiple sclerosis. There's a guy named Kenny who came to a brain aging support group, and he was there the first day, and he wasn't there the next week, and we meet every week. And so we called, and his wife says, well, we decided we just can't do it. And I said, why can't you do it? It's free. I can't get him up the steps. I said, okay, we can. We'll just pick him up and carry him up. Bring him down. Put him in the car. Okay, so then they came. The third week he came. And I said, how many experts have you seen? And he said, well, I've got two teams of experts. And what are they saying? Well, they're preparing me for when I now have to put railings around my house and railings around my bed, and they're explaining what happens, how long it generally takes before I can't breathe. And in effect, I die. What else? Well, nothing else. I mean, that's it. So at the end of 16 months, Kenny went back to his experts, including his pulmonologist and also his experts on the brain central nervous system, and they said, we cannot find any demyelination of the sheath. We don't know how this happened. We don't know what happened. And these were top experts in their field. Not one team, two teams. That was 16 years ago. Hmm. Today, Kenny has counseled thousands of people with multiple sclerosis. He's completely healthy. Nice. And his neurologist checked that, and we filmed everything.
Nice.
So I've got the protocol for all these different conditions here, and in depth, chronic fatigue syndrome, diabetes, digestive disorders, eating disorders, endometriosis, environmental illnesses, fibromyalgia, food allergies, heart disease, herpes, hormonal imbalances and hormone replacement therapy, infertility, menopause. I did 500 people in a menopause, met every week for a year. At the end of a year, 93% of the women in that had reversed all of the conditions of menopause. Multiple sclerosis, migraine headaches, menstrual cramps, irregular periods, musculoskeletal injuries, osteoporosis, Parkinson's, all these, and more. Stroke, what to do to get back. What if I told you that you should be seeing about getting a hyperbaric oxygen therapy if you have a stroke? It can stop a lot of the damage. And urinary incontinence, urinary tract infections, vaginal inflammation and infection, varicose veins, vision problems, and the best recipes for getting there and a guide, and a lot of people giving testimonials. Now, when you go through all this, you're up to almost 800 pages. So this is wow. This is our premium that we're offering. So ask yourself this, for the little amount of money that you're paying for this, and this is not available. You can't buy this anywhere. It's not in any bookstore. I just bought back from my publisher all the copies. So until those copies run out, and I think we have around 400 copies left,
okay,
it's available to this audience. And you're getting a film that I did on PBS stations with Barbara Seaman, one of the feminist leaders of the second feminist movement. We did a 1,600-page book called For Women Only. And then my next book after that was this one on being a healthy woman. So every question I could have that a woman would have, I put into the book. It's there. You want this if you hope you never need it.
Right.
But someone you know is going to need this information.
Right.
So you go first to see if any of this can make a difference. And if it can, then you're there to help someone else or yourself. So as I said, I'm not going to pitch until we give something of value to people. And I didn't go through the individual protocols because that would take too much time because this is a big book.
It sounds like a big book, Gary. It sounds like a huge book.
But, Reggie, we need to get back to reading. We need to have a home, a library.
I agree.
Of important objective. There's
absolutely
no politics. As
absolutely
anyone will tell you, I don't tell you who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm there for the people. Just look at my platform. What do I believe in? What have I spent my life at? Universal health care.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Taking all money out of all politics. All right? Not bailing out any corporation. If you are in business and you say, okay, free market, I get to keep all the profits. Fine. But if you lose, don't allow us to suddenly say that you have capitalism on the upside and socialism on the downside. None of us got bailed out last time. We're hardworking people. So don't subsidize all these corporations. Break them up. Drop the monopolies. And reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act so our
right
banks won't go bankrupt. So
right,
I have over 50 different policies that I've written about. That's who I am. And that's who I've been my whole
mm-hmm
career. Look at my articles. I have almost 1,000 articles I've published. Look at the investigative reports I've done. And look at the documentaries I've done. There's no two Gary Knowles. There's that one and none other. So that's what I brought to this book. Information to help a person not suffer more.
Right.
And if you don't want that, that's fine. At least you will know there's an alternative approach. Whichever one you use or some combination, good for you. But at least you'll know that there's something else out there for you. So it's almost 800 pages. With the film, you get the documentary that goes with it. It's very inspiring. And you'll see some of the people that have been helped in here, some of the women. And just as a, just let you know, we're almost at the sickest place we've ever been physically in our country's history. So we're not in a good
yeah
place, Reggie.
Yeah.
So
that
I said
yeah
my part. It's 40 minutes in without
right
pitching for anything. I'm going to put it over to you now.
Okay. So as Gary was mentioning, and as I mentioned during the top of this very hour, Gary Knowles always bring the info and share it with the listening audience. He's been doing this for so long. Why should anything change at this point in time? And so for a pledge of $100, you can get Be a Healthy Woman Pack, which consists of the DVD and the book, as Gary said, over 800 pages. pages of information that you most definitely would want. And Gary is absolutely correct about we need to learn how to read again and not just take information in from online, because as Gary have said, and I'm pretty sure he will agree with what I'm going to say, is that staring into a phone, which is consist of 6-7 inches long for hours at a time, will not benefit your vision at any point in time. You need tactile devices here, and what I'm talking about is a book, so you can read and you can like absorb the information. And that little bit of information that Gary just shared with y'all for the past 40 minutes is right there. It should be the reason why you should support this radio station. And the number, I didn't even mention the number yet. Well, I'm about to mention the number right now. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your support to this radio station. Show support in this radio station that supplies information that Gary Noh brings on a daily basis here, which he is on noons Monday through Friday here on WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your support to this radio station. Yes, we are in financial constraints, but we're not going to go into too much of the details of why we're in the financial constraints. But what we're doing is supplying you information so you can benefit yourself. WBAI's existence is all about information that is usually not delivered by the mainstream or the corporate media out there. Here at WBAI, you will get the information that you just heard during this past 40 minutes. And so, again, Be a Healthy Woman Pack, which consists of the DVD and a book over 800 pages full of chock full of information that is definitely invaluable and definitely something that you need to have and be part of your personal library. 212-209-2950 is the number. Ask for it by name. 212-209-2950, or go online to give to WBAI.org, and you can type in and say be a healthy woman pack, and you'll be able to get that thank you gift in that way. Gary, back to you.
Thank you. Again, give the number once again, please, Reggie.
I most certainly will. 212-209-2950 is that number. So once again, Be a Healthy Woman Pack. It's a book and a DVD, and it's for a pledge of $100. And again, the information that you heard during this past 40 minutes, I mean, right there, that's the worthy of the price of admission here, and meaning that the price of admission, meaning donating to this radio station that's been giving you variants of information as such for over 63 years now. I can't say over 63 years now since we passed that. 212-209-2950. Gary.
Thank you. You're listening to peacocks in the background because I'm on an animal sanctuary.
You know, I was about to ask that. I didn't want to like break into your flow, but I was just like, what is that in the background?
Reggie, it's either a peacock or someone getting a colonic.
And they sound similar?
Yeah. But I've been rescuing animals that have been abandoned and abused for 51 years.
Nice.
And I find them loving homes for life. And so they're running around squawking off. Let me just give some specific information for people. I'll show you how in-depth this is. This is chapter 36 on heart disease. I'm going to quote some of it here. As we know, in nearly every year for which we have records, heart disease has been the number one cause of death in the United States. According to the latest data from the CDC, more than 600,000 Americans succumb to heart disease annually. It is a much greater threat to women than many people believe. One in every four women dies from heart disease, and two-thirds of women who have heart attacks never fully recover. Over the past three decades, more women than men have died of heart disease, and the survival gap continues to grow. And then I went to causes. What causes? Well, do you know, Reggie, there's over 247 risk factors that can damage the heart. 247 risk factors.
My goodness.
So I go through those to show you why you don't want something that will increase what is called homocysteine level. That's a silent marker in your blood that if it's elevated, you really risking a heart attack or stroke. It also means that high blood pressure, using tobacco, not exercising, being overweight, being around fumes in your workplace or home, all these can initiate atherosclerosis, the so-called hardening of the arteries. And then the accumulation of these increases cholesterol, calcium, and scar tissue, and fat causes atherosclerosis lesions, which gradually go on to occlude or block the arteries to the brain. And then I explain more about high blood pressure, etc. Well, and some of these don't have any symptoms at all. You'd never know that you have blocked arteries until suddenly you got a stroke or heart attack, especially the carotid artery.
Right.
And then I go through hormone replacement therapy and why that's so dangerous, because nothing illustrates the problem with medication better than the debacle related to hormone replacement therapy. In the 1990s, many doctors began prescribing hormone replacement therapy to prevent heart disease in women. A Harvard study of about 46,000 female nurses had found that those who had taken hormone replacement therapy had a lower incidence of heart disease by up to 50%. However, when that study was done with better investigation, it turned out that the women with lower heart rates of heart disease were actually women who were healthier in general. They exercised, they ate better, compared to the group who were supposed to have a greater incidence of heart disease. So that was a big thing. And by the way, hormone replacement therapy, synthetic hormone, can increase heart attacks, strokes, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, colorectal cancer, and dementia. And so there are many natural ways of helping one with replace hormones, but synthetic is not the answer. But then I get into diet. And the greatest thing we can do is to have higher fiber from berries and vegetables. Grains and legumes have only whole grains. Have more beans in our diet and pulses, lentils, split peas. Those are all important. Have more dark green leafy vegetables. Have coconut oil instead of palm oil. And have olive oil, and eating olives. Eating olives is terrific because of what it does for our brain. And you don't want to use margarine. And so you want to have the right kind of oils when you're cooking. The three oils to use when you cook that don't denature at high heat would be coconut oil, macadamia nut oil, and mustard seed oil. Most people don't know that. They use the wrong oils. They use olive oil, and then the olive oil, the healing parts of the olive oil get destroyed with high heat. You should only put olive oil at the end of it. And then there are certain foods that are absolutely significant. And the person I cite in the book on page 459 is Dr. Dean Ornish. And he put patients who had to have operations on a vegetarian diet with lots of daily aerobic exercises and relaxation, stress reduction, and he was able to reverse all these things. That's 40 years ago. I filmed him at the time doing that. But nobody followed up. And he did it again. And again, nobody followed up. And that's the problem. You can have good solutions, but if a person doesn't want to get out of their comfort zone and really do things, then they can't benefit from things that have been proven to help people. A lot of people are fatigued, and they're not exercising enough. The endothelial cells need plants in the diet. What can you do to help yourself if you've got heart disease? Well, beets. Eating beets and drinking beet juice, celery seed extract, vitamin E, tocotrienols, L-carnitine, coenzyme Q10, magnesium. All of those help your heart and prevent a heart attack or stroke. If you took those at night about 3 hours before you go to bed, it would help prevent strokes because it thins the blood. A glass of celery, cucumber, lemon, and ginger juice thin the blood. And that is terrific. You don't want a thick blood because then you're going to have more aggregation of the red blood cells. That makes you more risk of a stroke. But Swiss chard, collard greens, beet greens, mustard greens, turnip greens, bok choy, Napa cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, spinach, and kale all are good for the heart. So eat them in a salad, stir fry them gently with some garlic and ginger. You've got a great dish. Seaweeds are good, too. We don't eat enough seaweeds. Mm-hmm. We should. And we should be having, excuse me, ideally for our heart, 9 servings of vegetables and fruits a day. And as much as possible, steamed, juiced, raw, or lightly cooked. And we're not. The average American has less than 2 servings of vegetables and 1 serving of fruit a day. So we're really not getting the nutrients, the phytonutrients, the pigments from our food to get our nutritional needs met. Beans and legumes are always good with their complete proteins, better than animal proteins. Mm-hmm. And nuts, all the nuts, not roasted and salted, no, but raw nuts and nut butters. Pycnogenol, pine nut, macadamia, hazelnut, cashew, sesame, walnut, almonds, and pistachios, Brazils, and those are your best all-round nuts. So have a handful. It's been shown to lower blood pressure, prevent stroke, and protect against heart disease, having a handful of nuts on a regular basis. Exercising, and by the way, Harvard study had 86,000 nurses found that those who ate more than 5 ounces of nuts a week were 35% less likely to develop heart disease than those who rarely ate nuts. And so each morning, I take 2 tablespoons of a nut butter. Today it was walnut butter, and it was sprouted raw walnut butter, and I put them into a smoothie. And each day I make sure I get 2 tablespoons because that gives me a whole week's serving in one serving. So instead of being 35% less likely to develop a heart disease, you're almost zero likely. Then aerobic exercise improves also, and it brings down your bad cholesterol, the LDL, mm-hmm. brings up your good cholesterol, the HDL, and it helps prevent plaques from forming, and that's important. So you got to have good exercise, and then the supplements. L-arginine is an amino acid that's been receiving a lot of good attention because of its ability to produce nitric oxide, and nitric oxide benefits the arterial walls. It helps the smooth muscles in the arterial walls relax, promoting an anti-anginal, anti-hypertensive, and anti-stress effect. Additionally, research shows that L-arginine reduces the activation of platelets, the small bodies that can initiate arterial spasm and plaque development. Other studies have shown L-arginine slows plaque development and even reverses the plaque buildup. Okay, so that's important. L-carnitine, coenzyme Q10, and I have whole descriptions of what they do and why. Lecithin, magnesium, essential fatty acids, niacin, which is vitamin B3, taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, which is also another amino acid, really good for the heart. And then B-complex, vitamin C, vitamin E, and other nutrients as well. So, and that doesn't even get into the herbs. I'm looking at the clock, and we don't have time to get into the bugleweed, cayenne pepper, garlic,
so
ginkgo biloba, hawthorn berry, mistletoe, motherwort, wild yam, and even the Chinese herbs in addition to all those. And then chelation therapy and stress management, mindful meditation and yoga, and homeopathy. I have a whole section here on homeopathy and heart condition, Tai Chi and Qigong. And then socializing. Getting out, seeing people. We're social creatures.
Right.
Now, mind you, that's just part of one chapter of a book that has dozens of chapters on everything that could help prevent a disease, interdict in a disease process, and bring you back to a longer, healthier life. So it's part of a $100 premium. You're right. Getting a documentary to go with it,
mm-hmm.
and it's upbeat and positive, and you're getting the book that you can use indefinitely. So that's a good way of supporting the station,
right.
and supporting your own health.
And with that said, Gary, for a pledge of $100, as you've just mentioned, speak English, Reggie, be a healthy woman pack and consist of the book and the DVD for a pledge of $100. And all you have to do is to call the radio station to show your support of a radio station that supplies you information as such. 212-209-2950. Again, that number is 212-209-2950, or go to givethewbai.org online. Give in the name of to this radio station had for so long, giving you information as Gary has just dropped on the listening audience. 212-209-2950 or go to give to WBAI.org online. Once again, for a pledge of $100 as a thank you gift, be a healthy woman pack, which consists of a DVD and a book that is over 800 pages, chock full of information, something that you definitely should have it in your home, be part of your personal library, and take heed to what that book says, because all this information is on point. I'm positive that all the things that Gary Noel just mentioned right now, if you do just a quarter of that, what that book says, it will change your life. Now, mind you, it's going to take process. I know everyone is not going to do it immediately, but if you just start looking at that book and realize, ooh, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, because I'm telling you right now, Gary, I'm taking a look at this black cumin seed oil right now, and I'm going to look at more on that one, because that information, as far as I'm concerned, on its own, is worthy of pledging to this radio station. 212-209-2950 or go to give to WBAI.org online. Any last words, Gary?
I believe that everyone in this audience deserves to live a longer, healthier, and happier life. We all have different values, but we share some common virtues. We believe in each other. Most of us have been excluded from those inner circles because of what we were not willing to compromise. Truth, integrity, helping one another, building our communities, reaching across the table, inviting everyone to our table, not discriminating, looking at everyone as if they're a sacred soul. That's who I've found in this audience. That's who I've found that has been listening to my show for, it will be approaching 50 years, a half a century.
Yeah.
So you get to know people. You get to know your audience. And a lot of them have aged with me. And a lot of them will tell you today that they look and feel 30 years younger because they chose to go that little extra effort to make sure that they thought about their choices before they made them, and they're healthier and happier today because of that. That's what VAI represents, is a community of individuals. We can have our arguments. We can have our differences.
Absolutely.
But we all deserve to live longer and healthier lives. So if I have information that I've mastered in my life, and I can share that with you, I want to. I ask nothing in return. As you will find out, I gave this to the station and the video, and so they'll make a profit from it, which they need in order to pay the bills. I'm happy to do that. I've done this as long as I've been on the air here. I've helped them raise over $50 million. And I've donated my salary from day one till today. I had a salary. I've never taken it. It's all, I kept it to the station because they needed that. So let us work together. Let us not engage in this internecine conflicts. Let us support the station. Call the number now. Support the station. Get this wonderful giant tome that whenever there's a problem, you can look it up in here. And if you don't have a problem, why don't you look up and hear some of the things you can do so you don't have a problem?
Right. Thank you, Gary, and thank you for everything you have done in order to maintain this radio station to exist, with your support, with the thank you gifts you have offered, as well as just the information that you have contributed and shared with the listening audience for so long. Thank you very much, Gary. Again, one more time, 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your support to this radio station. $100, a pledge of $100 will get you the Be a Healthy Woman pack, which consists of the DVD and a book that is over 800 pages of information that you will no doubt need, want, and include as part of your personal library. 212-209. And that's right, 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your support to this radio station that provides you information like you just heard during this.